Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how many choices do you have every moment? It's unknown. Millions, maybe billions of choices you can have every second. Because it's a vast universe we live in. But then I want to ask you, how many choices you make every moment? I think that narrows it down a lot. So maybe you can only make one choice out of how many? Well, maybe there are only two choices because you either make it or you don't. So what's the alternative if you don't? Well, that's very interesting and sometimes creates a lot of hardship for us. But maybe the choice we make creates a lot of hardship for us, too. So making choices is so important, and it's really of great value to understand that process in our lives and be conscious about our choice making, not just choice having, but choice making. So to help us make choices better is the author of a book called Just Two Choices. And it's fascinating and so helpful to be aware of this process in ourselves, in our lives. And so I'm happy to interview the author of Just Two Choices, Rico Rakoski. Rico, welcome.
Hey, Peter. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you on Energy Stew. And I love your colors. I love the whole idea behind what you're talking about, you know, and especially when it comes to mastery. I noticed that on one of your other shows you were talking about mastering your life through numbers, and today we could talk about mastering life through choices.
Right, and you know, I'm so glad because this book is very helpful to bring to consciousness our process of choice making, and you know, because none of us we take choices for granted. We just make them. We don't think I'm making a choice, you know. And your book really points that out, that if we can just recognize as we make choices the value of the choice we're making as a choice, not just kind of auto drive, autopilot.
Yeah.
And most of us are in autopilot so much of the time. We're unconscious. And therefore, we don't always make the best choices. But I want to start off really talking with you because you're also an engineer. You're a pilot. You're currently a pilot, right?
Yes. Flying for the airlines. Flew fighters for the Air Force for a while there before I transitioned to the airlines. And well, worked with kids, writing books for kids on positive choice. And actually, that's kind of how things kind of spun into the Just Two Choices idea. On my days off between flying from either in the Air Force at the time and flying in the airlines, I'd go and work with elementary school kids and talk to them about how to make positive choices and set goals and things like that. And I had a formula that I was using with the elementary school kids called dreams plus action equals reality. And I kept saying to the kids, every choice of action takes you, going to take you closer to what you want or further away from what you want. They're just two choices. And after about 15 years of saying just two choices, finally the light turned on in my head, and I went, hey, that's not a bad idea for an adult version of how to make choices. And that's how that's how it evolved. Yeah.
And I want to look at it in a more, let's call it scientific way of binary, of the way computers work in a binary fashion. And it really is the way that we have to choose from also, and that it's computers work one step at a time. They're on or off, on, off, on, off. And I teach intuition, and I also work with the human design system, which also has another way of teaching on, off, on, off. And that's from the deeper place of making choices using not our minds, but a guttural sound within us of uh-huh and uh-uh. And so if we go deeper, because in reality, it's not our minds that can make a choice, because our minds aren't, let's say our smaller minds and our egos that make a choice. It's not that. It's really a deeper place within us that chooses, with a let's call it a higher mind, and it chooses from a, let's call it a place that connects to our heart better, and that's what you're teaching, is how to make a choice from a place that moves you forward in life in a positive way. And how do we know that we're moving forward in a positive way? And you have different guides. You have graphs, color graphs, different ways to understand how we make a choice and how it should feel to us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and so,
go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I teach that we can try to figure things out all day long. And analyze our choices all day long, but then we have to make them.
Right.
And making a choice is different than figuring out what the choice should be, because knowing all of the different aspects that go into making a choice doesn't mean it's the right choice, because there's a higher level of choosing that you understand that has to do with a higher vibe.
Right.
And you can't think the higher vibe. You really have to feel it.
Right. Yeah. And if I could add to that, Peter, you're hitting on two really great points there.
I'm interviewing you.
Well, you're hitting on two really great points. There are some people who aren't, and it's just the way things, the way people perceive things, and that's what I'm enjoying about the part where you can, there's both the feeling part and there's also the conscious ego part, with regard to making choice. And, I'd say that the vast majority of people aren't as tuned into their choices and how their choices of feelings really navigate and influence, their outcome, especially from the point of view of magnetizing into their lives the things that they want or what they don't want. And so that's kind of like the next step, and at this point with just two choices, there's the other part that is for a lot of people, including myself at first, before I understood or studied vibrational aspects, was that there's that part where you're making choices on a day-to-day basis about things that, and you're not even aware of how you feel, yet that is the consciousness that you're in, and most of us are in as we start our life's journey, so to speak. And that's what I'm trying to raise people's awareness of, is every moment, choice is inescapable and unavoidable. You can't, even not making a choice is still a choice. So I'm trying to raise people's awareness that if you're going to make a choice, ego, either through ego or this higher understanding of feeling, you're going to have to make a choice anyway. I mean, that's part of being on this 3D world. And therefore, make it a quality choice, like what you talked about, what you talked about earlier on in the discussion. And so, all of our choices become and lead into our habits. And you talked about autopilot before, and we are on autopilot, and it autopilot's a beautiful thing when it comes to certain habits in life, but it holds us back when we're holding on to an autopilot of an old story of, like, I grew up in an alcoholic family. So if I were to hold on to the autopilot of living that old story and the challenging things that went on, I wouldn't get out of that space. Because every choice, you can only make a choice to where you are. You can't make a choice in the future, and you can't make a choice in the past. It was interesting. I had a conversation. I was fortunate enough to meet a guy by the name of Rudy Rudiger, who did the movie Rudy. And I asked Rudy, I said, Rudy, what percentage of life do you think is choice, and what percentage is circumstance? And Rudy said, in that South Chicago accent, he says, considering that your circumstances are where you are, and your choices lead you to your circumstances, life has to be 100% choice. Now it opens up what you were just talking about before. In my perspective is, now as we understand just two choices, we understand just how much we really are or aren't participating to where we got to that point in life, and then wake up to how important it is to be able to participate in all of those choices so that we are able to create the life that we want. We're able to tell that new story about that new relationship, that new flow of abundance financially, that new health that we want in our lives. And so that's how.
All right, so
that's
so let's talk about people. Let's talk about people who feel stuck. And I work with a lot. I do private counseling for people who have all kinds of issues, and I use my intuitive abilities and also my vast life experience at my senior age.
And
I see that a lot of people can't get out of the patterns and the old stories that they're in.
And I can do it in less than a minute if they want to. I can show you how to do it in less than a minute.
But that's the point, is that it needs somebody to show you. It needs, it needs conditioning from the outside. And that's, I like that about the book, because it inspires you to think differently, to feel differently about your opportunities. And
to choose.
And then
to flip it, you call it
flipping thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really to flip. That's what you're. That's the minute. It's the minute flip that is like saying, okay, how can I be more conscious about being more positive and taking the higher road?
Right. Well,
and
I have
some.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
No, you go.
Well, it's interesting because this subject comes up a lot, Peter. I'm really glad you brought it up. First of all, if a person's saying that they're stuck, then that means they're consciously aware that they're doing what Einstein talks about is insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And in the Just Two Choices process, it's a visual process. It's not just a word, as you know from looking at the model. It's like flipping a coin. You have a coin in your hand, and on the head side is happiness, and the tail side is sadness. And you would hold a coin in your hand, and you say, if you want to be happy, you just have to hold a coin on the head side, and you control that with your hand. Well, you control your choices in the same way. And so, saying you're stuck, you should only, to a degree, when you think about it, Peter, for all of us, and I'm interested in how you see this, you're only stuck once. Because if somebody's telling you that you're stuck, any of us are saying we're stuck, and we have the awareness to say we're stuck, why would we make another choice that's an unstuck choice? So I have a technique that I use over and over again. I've used it this morning before this call for some big challenges that I'm having. And I use the phrase, I choose to tell my new story of, and then fill in the blanks. Because you only have just two choices in every single moment. And it's either going to tell your new story or you're going to tell a version of your old story. And every time that you tell your new story, even if it's just a small improvement to the new story of how your life is getting better in your health, your wealth, your relationships, your career, even if you're telling that little bit, that's the same amount of time that you're not spending talking about you're being stuck or talking about how it's not working out. And I have people say to me, well, Rico, that's unrealistic. That's BS. That's Pollyanna. And I say, well, you tell me what your alternative is. For us to come back next week and talk about the same old story, we'll have the same discussion 3 months from now. We'll have the same discussion a year from now. You're going to be even more frustrated a year from now because here you are choosing to say, it's Pollyanna, it's BS, I'm not going to make another choice. And I'll say, that's okay with me. Just realize this is the power of what you're unleashing when you make that choice to continue to sell your stuck same old story, because there are just two choices in every moment, and everything is created right here, right now, in the moment. So how well do you use? What's the quality of how well you use, like you said in the beginning of the interview, what's the quality of your choices in every moment?
But that's why your book is important, because you have many illustrations in your book of how to choose better, of what kind of choices to make. And actually, I think many people who are stuck, the issue is their conditioning is negative. And it's like when you play sports, always try to play sports with somebody who's better than you, and they inspire you. And same thing in life is to be with people who are positive, be with people who are making the right choices, who you admire for that gift that they have of choosing the higher roads, and allow yourself to be conditioned by them, really use them as role models. And I have to laugh because for so long people have used me as a role model for positiveness and for healthy living and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
And I
a couple of weeks ago I had a heart attack.
Oh, God bless.
And people are going, oh my gosh, you ruined my role. You're not my role model. Look at what happened. And now I'm, what I'm saying to people, that I'm the role model of how to positively step out of having a heart attack and be strong and healthy. And you know, I find that it was a blessing, because it brought out so much love and just desire to get better and to be better and strong again. And I'm moving in that right direction, you know, making those choices. But it's, you know, it's interesting how, you know, I'm sure you and of course me, we people use us, and people need to use other people also. You need to find your role models of positive choosing,
right,
and emulate them. And that's a good choice in itself.
Well, see, but and T, you're bringing up another excellent example, which is you can't avoid making choices. Every single one of the things you just talked about was a choice. And you might notice that we're talking about this subject, and we're not talking about the NFL, right? They're just two choices. Of all the opportunities, of all the subjects we could talk about, you know, we're talking only, you know, we're using our just two choices to focus, because humans are focusing mechanism. And in your explanation of the beauty of what happened through your, you know, through your heart attack situation, you use just two choices. And for the listeners, here are the just two choices that I heard that Peter talked about. He said, I see this now as an opportunity, or I can see it as an obstacle, right? And you chose to say, I see this as an opportunity for me to learn and grow. But don't we all have that same situation of just two choices, no matter whether it's a relationship or it's our health or it's our finances, in every moment, to see something that's difficult, to say, I'm going to look at this as an obstacle, and no, I'm going to get stuck in it, or I'm going to look at this as an opportunity, and I'm going to create something new and better and improve my life. And so that's just another example of just two choices. And I like to add is that a lot of times our language kind of holds us back. We talk about making the right choice. And to me, that's psychic. And maybe you're used to being that because you're so intuitive. But, you know, in the just two choices process, it's about making that new and better, that ever-improving choice, even if it's a small choice, because the old, to me, that's kind of a bit of a different language that we're conditioned with, which is right or wrong. And really, it's a progression of choices that it's going to get us back onto the path of wellness, just like what you're going through right now. You're making these positive choices of progression that are getting us back, they're getting you back onto wellness. And every habit creates conditioning. Go ahead.
It's also, well, you're right, but it's also a matter of understanding what your choices can be. Sometimes we don't know that we have these other choices to make, these other opportunities.
And how do we go about uncovering
the more positive choices that we want to make?
This is the only piece of advice I would give. I use three phrases every single day, and I've used them, all three of them, already this morning, and I'm out west. You know, yeah, I wake up and I start off a sentence with, I choose to. I choose to pick up my coffee cup. I choose to adjust the water to the shower. I choose to shampoo. I start off sentences with, I choose to remind me of the power of choice that's around me in every single day. Everything I'm looking at, everything I'm touching, everything I'm hearing, for the most part, is a choice. And so I remind myself of that. And whenever I'm stuck in any situation, or I have a situation, I shouldn't say stuck, I have a challenge, well, not any situation, I only use one phrase. And this is a phrase I use every single time. And this is because I'm still learning this too. I choose to, and it's important that this phrase starts with I choose to, because now you take ownership of the choice. I choose to tell my new story of how XYZ is going to work out. I choose to tell my new story of how, for me in the past, technology has been a challenge. I choose to tell my new story of how I'm going to embrace this new technology, and I'm going to take it to a path that's really going to help me to improve my life and improve my business. That's the only phrase I use. I choose to tell my new story because. Go ahead.
I want to say something else about that because I hear all the positive nature of it. Okay.
Sure.
But how about I choose to have some fear about this? I choose.
You can say that.
To be worried about it. Because I think that takes responsibility for it, then it gives you the next choice. So,
I don't use the word responsibility. I use the word ownership. I think responsibility is a word.
Yeah, that's the same. Right. So, for instance, for me, you know, I underwent a big life-changing experience of almost dying, and it's frightening. And I'm not trying to be in denial. I want to be able to say, you know, I choose to be frightened by this. I choose.
Why don't you say it?
To have moments of feeling horrible about it, and I'm willing to choose that because I know that's honest. And then it also gives me the choice to know when I don't need to be that way, because it's waves of different choices. So then
that's
I can
true.
Choose to be frightened, mm-hmm. and then I can choose the next. As soon as I'm frightened for a little bit, I go, okay, done with that. Now, where do I find my power? Okay, now I'm going to choose to make my life all
exactly,
different in positive ways.
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. That's your process. That's not my process. I choose to see it differently. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, for instance, my birthday was recently, and my birth mm-hmm. card, my playing card for this year, is the mm-hmm. Ace of Spades. And so 4 days after my birthday, the Ace of Spades played out because it's a card of death and rebirth. So the idea is to allow the death to occur so I can be reborn.
Sure.
So the idea is to be positive about the rebirth, but to be honest about the death. The whole Pollyanna idea is like, it's all positive, all positive, all positive. But if we can allow ourselves to be honest with ourselves as choice, then we can get over really quickly and move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm saying, and all I'm saying for myself is, I agree with you that that is the opportunity, but that's not how I perceive life.
We're all different.
If I have a fear, we're all different. And that's all I'm saying is that's how you perceive it, and that's how I perceive it. It all is the same result. It's choice-based.
Right.
It's just choice.
I just want to be honest with myself that I was, in moments, frightened by this. And most of the time, I was a champion of it.
I am,
and I keep rising mm-hmm. to the occasion, and occasionally I step in a hole and I go, oh my God, I'm dealing with this condition now that I never had before. But then then I say, okay, I'm going to be the champion of how to win here in the biggest way possible so that I'm a role model for everyone else.
Right. And I honor that completely. And I love the way you said it. You're choosing to step into the space. That's what's cool about it is, we're so free to make our choices that we can choose bondage. And we do. And in early in my life, I chose bondage based on what was happening in my life because of the challenging situation of growing up in an alcoholic family. I chose the bondage. That's how free we are to make our choices. And so we create this entire model of how we're going to run our lives. It's just that every single one of those models, however the model is that anybody creates it, no matter how that stressor or challenge has come into their life, is all run by choice.
That's perfect. What you just said is so perfect. And so as long as we know we're choosing, then whatever we're choosing, we have the next choice to make. It's like, and I remember years of telling people who would come to me with their sad stories of the bad choices they've made, and I'd say, well, it's time to make, a new choice. Great, you've made bad choices, so let's own up to it. You made bad choices. What's next?
And the better it gets.
Well, that's nice too. There's a human design called momentum.
You can choose to say the better it gets, to get better it gets, because then you choose to tell your new story, like you're telling yours right now. Which I admire what you're doing with regard to how you're handling your you're choosing to perceive and to work with the challenge that just came to you. Physically, that's going to lead to a whole new level of a whole new you. And then you say, well, geez, I like this level, this whole new me. I choose to take that to a whole new level above and beyond that, too. The better it gets, the better it gets, the higher the vibration gets. And it's just a choice, After a
it's
while,
a
you go, wow,
level.
I can choose.
It's Dig a richness.
In.
Of facing adversity makes us richer.
Yes, I like that.
And then the power of believing that you always have the next choice is so that's so wonderful.
And it's in speed, life is powered by choice and happens at the speed of choice. And I think that's one of the challenges, Peter, that we've run into with our language. We've left the word choice out of our language for centuries. I mean, the word choice was first introduced, I think, in the English language back in the year 500-something, almost 600 A.D., And, you know, back then there were limited choices. As we step into and we've gone through the Dale Carnegie, the Norman Vincent Peale, the Napoleon Hill, the Holy Trinity, as I call them, you know, who started this positive development movement, you know, we've talked about positive action kind of things. And really, a positive action is a choice. To get motivated is a choice. You know, we don't have to wait.
Right.
We just have to choose to be motivated. We don't have to wait 4 months from now to go walk across a bed of hot coals to prove to ourselves that we can be motivated. We can choose to be right now, and it's all been built on the foundations of people, like I mentioned, like Napoleon Hill and Norman Vincent Peale and many, 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 many others over the past 80 years to allow us to be at this point of this awareness of choice.
Well, it's a part of evolution. And
yes.
You know, for instance, if you go back to in the art world, back to the point in where paintings never had any perspective to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no, you know, the background didn't get smaller, and you didn't see people in, you know, like a dimensionally. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden,
yes, yes.
The art world understood perspective.
Yeah.
And that was a change in consciousness of humanity,
right. Yeah.
That was able to comprehend perspective like that. Who knows how
Great.
They saw things before then, but now that's how we are now about choice is that, you know, we're more responsible for ourselves, take more ownership in ourselves and then for each other and expect to go to a higher level. And that's what you're offering.
I love that example. That's a great example from art. Great example.
Yeah, I know. I've always appreciated knowing about that so that mm-hmm. we can see to why we should expect more of ourselves now. Even though our society looks like it's imploding and being more and more stupid, it needs to in order for us to shift gears and make better choices.
All right, I'm
hearing music.
Beautiful contrast.
So it sounds like we're running out of time. So... this is wonderful. Rico Rakoski, and you have a website called Just Two Choices, the numeral two.
Yes.
JustTwoChoices.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And real quickly, people can download the Welcome and Chapter 1 for free and just get started. Just download the Welcome to Chapter 1. You'll be able to understand this whole idea of what we've been talking about in just those in that free download. Just knock yourself out and live a new, better life by choice.
This is so wonderful. Rico, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's great talking with you.
Same here. May the choice be with you, Peter.
You too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.